Hey y'all, it's Paula here welcoming you to What's Cooking with Paula Dean, this week sponsored by my friends at Smith & Noble. It's a great day here, an exciting day here, because I'm here with my son, Jamie, and he's gonna tell us all about what he's been doing lately and the exciting news.
Hey y'all.
Have you had fun?
It's a big, vicious circle.
Circle. And it's like you've come full circle, right?
Let's see.
With what you've been working on.
28 years ago this year?
I don't know. June the 19th, 1989.
We opened the Bag Lady out
of
our home.
We opened the Bag Lady.
And so we have just relaunched the Bag Lady brand.
Yes.
Super excited with our friends and partners in Pigeon Forge. We got the Bag Lady open again.
Yes. Well, we had already relaunched the Bag Lady for our foundation. In 2012, 4 years ago now, we were able to start our foundation, and we just felt like it should be named the Bag Lady Foundation, and it was formed to help women, to give women a hand up, and their children, if they had any children. So that was the second good thing that the Bag Lady did. The first one was opening our little lunch catering business. So now
we've opened a lunch business called the Bag Lady.
Full circle,
yep,
y'all.
In Pigeon Forge.
And so you're serving the same thing that I started cooking when we first opened
your
the Bag
eyes
Lady.
Are half shut.
I am so sleepy. I just got through eating a cheeseburger.
You look like you're so sleepy.
I am.
Welcome to Napping with Paula Dean. So mom's tired today, y'all. So I'll tell you about the Bag Lady. It's sandwiches.
Jamie just told me I look like my eyes were half closed.
They are.
And I am. I'm sleepy this morning, son. I don't know why. Whoa! All right, I'm awake now.
Okay, that'll last for 4 minutes. I'll talk quick.
Okay.
So the Bag Lady in Pigeon Forge is sandwiches, salads, and sweets. We're doing all the original things that we had. Chicken salad, tuna salad, egg salad. It's a quick serve restaurant, which is different for us. I've never done a quick serve before.
Yes.
And the setup is different. We have a space where you can grab some things that are pre-made.
Uh-huh.
So the flow of the business and the level of the food, the quality is as always, as high as we're capable of.
Yeah.
But the presentation is real different, because the way that you might fluff up and present food in a restaurant in a sit-down setting, it's not you're not able to pull that off in a carryout situation.
Right. Right.
But it reminded me, one of the biggest challenges I had as our business has grown was to give up control of everything. Because when we first started, I was in the kitchen, Bobby was in the front house, and you were everywhere.
Uh-huh.
So we were personally responsible for everything.
Right.
And as we grew, it was either, give up some of that control and trust people to perform, and they were always capable. The problem was always with me. Or stay small and stay the same. I mean, you either have 3 people and you serve 100 people a day, or you have 100 people and you serve 500 a day. You have to pick and choose.
Yeah.
So when I'd first gotten there on that Monday, I just wanted to say, get out of the way, I'll do this, And that was the first thing that came back to me. It was reminding me of those days. But
son, you took on the role the same way I did.
I was much nicer.
Oh.
much nicer. And I told him. I said, my mom will be here. We don't have the same style of motivation.
Yes, but I'm talking about the fact that you wanted to do it yourself. And that was my way of training.
Worst way to train ever.
It's awful.
Because I knew that I was going to be gone on Friday, and I'm not going to be any help to them on Friday. So I had to give up the control. Operationally, our partners there, they're going to handle. The biggest challenge there is that so few people live in Pigeon Forge.
Yes.
And so many people visit. There's only several thousand people live there.
Right.
And there's 15,000 employees in that area. And then Gatlinburg, only 2 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to grow your staff from the inside.
Right. And I don't think we mentioned to you where the Bag Lady restaurant is. You know, Paula Deen's family kitchen is located on the island in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Right over the hill is Dolly Parton's Dollywood.
Yep.
But the Bag Lady restaurant is almost directly in front of Family Kitchen, mm-hmm. on the other side of the fountain.
Yep.
Our restaurant faces the fountain, and then on the other side of the fountain, they can find the Bag Lady.
If you walk out our front doors, it's at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
So it's just right there. We have 17 seats inside. We have 15 tables outside. And it's really built for people that there's a lot of buses that come, and that's part of their tour for the area. So they only have an hour.
Yes.
So we'll be able to service all those people that don't want to spend. There's so much to see there on the island with the wheel and the arcade for kids and shopping. Uh-huh. It's just so fun.
Yeah.
Boo! Your eyes are shutting again.
So we'll be right back. I'm going to give Jamie a chance to scare me again and get my eyes open wide, y'all.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. You can work one-on-one, or you can work with one of their expert in-home designers, or you can even do it yourself. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.
So, Jamie, why? I know you've been working on this project with kind of without me. You did discuss a menu with me, but why would you open another restaurant so close to our other restaurant?
The Family Kitchen in the busiest times has sometimes 3-hour waits.
Ooh.
And there's a lot, there's just so many people go to that area. And it's just, it's the, it's so different from anything that's up there.
Yeah.
And we have the opportunity in a really good location and our operating partner. So a lot of things kind of came in to play. But this is an idea I think that could travel outside of that area. Yeah. This may be the first of several. It's fresh, affordable food. It's the same basis as what we set up.
I would love to see this in airports.
We could do it. I would love to have one here in Savannah in Midtown, where we started our original routes, because all those workers are still there, all the hospitals.
Our first route that Jamie and I ran, excuse me for interrupting, that first day was Medical Arts over there in Midtown.
So it worked well in Athens, Charleston, downtown.
Yes.
So it's exciting too. It's so fun to be creative. And Stephanie Pay in our corporate office, she and I, you know, took the old branding that we had and injected new life into it. Uh-huh. And we're really proud of it.
I just love our logo.
People,
always have.
After the first friends and family, you know, where we were during training, people said, gosh, this looks like a chain. And that's a big compliment.
That is a compliment.
It's a brand new, it's just days old. And people say, gosh, this looks like it's, you know, a chain.
And it's one of those that you could easily duplicate.
Sure.
It's not nearly as complicated as, like, our home cooking.
Well, it doesn't have to be. There's a time and a place for a 3-hour dinner, and the reality is most people want something that, you know, won't make them look like you after eating a big cheeseburger.
Yeah.
You want something light for lunch, you know, so you got the rest of your day to go through. It's neat. I'd love it. I'm super proud of it.
Well, I'm going to be coming up for the grand opening, so June the 22nd.
That's our grand opening week. You'll be there on the 22nd.
Okay, it's our grand opening week. And I will be in the Bag Lady on June the 22nd.
Look out, staff. Here comes Mama.
You know, I only want perfection for my friends that come visit.
Mm-hmm.
I just want perfection.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. Somebody called me or asked me the other day. They said, tell me about this French custard for the fruit. Because you're serving a beautiful fruit salad, right?
It's the same one. The fruit that we're serving is just a side that comes with a sandwich or with the trio or the bag lady. But the fruit custard, mm-hmm. we're building parfaits that has
vanilla, French custard,
fresh tropical fruit. It's really good. It's
wonderful.
The same one that we. It's a cooked. It's a little touch that is. You could tell this is fresh homemade stuff.
Yeah.
Well, nothing is machine. Nothing is mass processed.
Years ago, I started making the French custard, and Aunt Peggy had given me the recipe and. The person that gave that to her asked that it not be given out. And so I've honored her wishes. I have never given out that recipe. But somebody called and wanted to know what it was, if I had a recipe for it. And I said yes, but I have never divulged that recipe. The only recipe that I've ever made that I hadn't shared. Because my Aunt Peggy asked me not to, so...
It's just Cool Whip and one drop of yellow food coloring.
No, it is not, y'all. The word custard lets you know that there's cooking involved. It's not a French cream. It's a French custard. So are you going to be up there with me on the 22nd?
I will.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Well, I can't wait to critique everything.
Somebody has to stand between you and the staff.
I'm not that bad, son.
I got my Georgia Bulldog sticker stuck up in the kitchen, and I've got a picture. Kaiser took a picture of me washing dishes. I said, you hang this picture somewhere back here so everybody can see that we're not afraid to get in the dish pit.
Well, I can't wait to see it. I know it's grand. And
it's awesome.
It's already had a lot of visitors. You opened it up when?
Very soft. We opened Memorial Week.
Yeah.
And they had some weather up there, so that kind of kept the numbers down. But it was good. It's just
that
a matter
was good.
Of us kind of
finding
our
feet. It gave y'all a chance to acclimate to your new space. And
well, it's a small space, and it's there was construction going on up until the day that we opened.
Wow.
So it was tough, and it's just like our restaurant still improving and growing and changing today, 20-some odd years later.
Yes. You know, there's always room for improvement. I feel like you can always do better than you did yesterday.
The food tastes awesome, just like how we want it to taste. And it looks how we want it to taste. And now it's just going to be a matter of what's the best way to produce it.
Yes.
And to operate the business. And
yes.
I'm sure by the time we get there, they'll find their feet. It's an easy operation, which is being based off of the business we started out of our home. It has to be easy.
Yes.
I mean, it's not rocket science. It's delicious, fresh food.
No.
And just the highest
But it
service.
Just goes back to not cutting corners, you know, using good stuff, a good mayonnaise, a good chicken, using the best products that you can.
Yep. Dave and Steve, our friends that were there when I was there, came in and had lunch and I fixed, David had a chicken salad sandwich, I think, with coleslaw.
That's David's favorite sandwich is chicken salad.
And he told me that was the best food that he'd eaten during his visit. I don't think he'd been to the family kitchen yet. He was probably just being nice. But he did say he couldn't believe that it was as affordable as it was.
Good.
So I'd say it's probably one of the most affordable options.
There on the island.
It's set up for families and kids.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's the greatest restaurant probably in the history of restaurants.
Well, it's a great place. And you also have a kids menu.
We have
peanut butter and jelly sandwich, grilled cheese.
Yeah, it's kind of all kid stuff, though.
Yeah.
You know? Like we have, there's a peanut butter and jelly. We have fruit. We have the parfaits. We have hot turkey sandwiches.
Yeah.
It's bag lady.
Yeah, you've just got to make sure that you have some things that appeal to the little ones because quite often, as you know, they can be kind of picky.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. Well, what else have you been doing?
That's
what else you got going on?
Nothing but work.
So if y'all would like to visit with Jamie and me at the Bag Lady restaurant on the island at Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, we will be there June the 22nd. And I look forward to seeing y'all. And I look forward to seeing the work that my son has done. I know it's beautiful. And even though he makes fun of his mother wanting everything perfect, there's not a dime worth of difference between the two of us, no matter what he says.
Thanks for having me, Mom.
Thank you for coming in and sharing with our friends.
Sure.
The news of the bag lady. She back in business, y'all.
Have a nice nap.
Oh, okay. You have a nice nap, too.
Good night, y'all.
Good night, y'all.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. You can work one-on-one, or you can work with one of their expert in-home designers, or you can even do it yourself. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.